590 WKZO, a good Saturday morning, and welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Mill and 12th. And, of course, joining us in the studio is Andy Waddell. Good morning.
Morning, Tim. How are you?
Oh, doing good.
Yeah, nice, nice.
A little cloudy, cool out there, but nonetheless, it's a great Saturday morning.
I know. It's not raining, so everybody get out. And seen some joggers and bikers this morning, so it's nice. Little refreshing from the heat.
Refreshing, yes. There you go. Perfect word.
So, yeah, we can dig into some notes and love to
get our hands dirty.
Get the hands dirty, and we can have some callers afterwards. So, thank you all for coming. So, hey, someone said, if you don't like the weather here in Michigan, hey, just wait 5 minutes. Like Tim just said, ups and downs and all arounds. I think we had the 90s already, and we had down to the 50s. Sweating so bad the other day and about to freeze on the next day. But welcome to Michigan, and welcome to another edition of Over the Garden Fence. And you know what? I appreciate everybody listening and being the host this morning. Thank you for WKZO for having us for all these years. So with all these dewy mornings and muggy evenings, there's a lot to do in our garden, our lawn, and our landscaping to keep it at its best. So let's start out in the vegetable garden. Vegetable garden things are actually flourishing right now. And I will say that, Tim, can I make a little quick side note?
Sure.
You know, we're guys, right? You know, we're supposed to be tough, and you're supposed to take care of the woman, you know. And my wife said, oh, there's a snake out in the garden, and I'm not going to probably go there again until you get rid of it. And so I'm like, you know, we have irrigation on both sides of us. And so we have, from time to time, I have run into a snake. Okay. No big deal. So yesterday we're installing a walkway at our house, and I take that first load of topsoil out to the garden, Tim, and she was right. There was quite a large snake, Tim, to a point where it aroused the male senses.
Hello.
Yeah, and it was not the normal, and I know it was not a boa constrictor or something that we find on like Man versus Wild or, you know, river monsters, but it was quite some size, so we had a little battle ensued, and was able to text my wife and say, oh, coast is clear out in the garden now. So that's one thing that's flourishing out in our garden. So I think it was just a garter snake. So yes, and they're good for mice, but a lot of times they're not always good for scaring away family members out in the yard too. So so let's get back to the vegetable garden. Just kidding for a second, but using Kills-All, we end up killing a lot of the rows of weeds in amongst the veggies and amongst the raised gardens. The Kills-All will not hurt the plant material, and if there's any wind, just go ahead and get a chunk of cardboard in between you and the plant. Do some spraying. We had very heavy thistle and velvet weed that was coming up all over the place. One good shot of that took care of all those aggressive weeds with ease. Now let's get to those veggies that are growing out in the garden. The next couple weeks, there'll be a lot of issues with tomatoes. Tomatoes are our number one prized item out in that garden. But with a lot of cool weather, a lot of disease can come on very easy. My first steps as I look on a lot of information, they really highly suggest, for starters, mulching the tomatoes. Mulching with lawn clippings and cedar mulch works best, and that'll avoid the splash of water on the underside of the foliage. That's the first thing they are saying. Consistent watering patterns on tomatoes will help in the disease and the fungus, especially. So if there's drip irrigation, use soaker hose or drip irrigation. It's very easy. You come in and talk to Don on the sales floor. He could show you a pattern that is so easy. We have little kits that you plug into your, you can have a spigot right at the end of the garden that you can hook up a garden hose, and you could run that garden without ever irrigating any of those weeds too. But a lot of times irrigation is not possible like that, and overhead irrigation or this dewy mornings, anthracnose in tomatoes, canker, bacterial leaf spot, early blight, verticillium wilt, or even just powdery mildew, All comes on very easy. I suggest pruning out the infected areas of the tomato and spraying with Fertilome Broad Spectrum every 7 to 10 days. Fertilome Broad Spectrum will still be able to have the tomato be edible and would not hurt about 7 days before harvest. Spray on the cool mornings or the cool evenings. Other times we have seen when the spray was recommended, the customer or client went home and sprayed and comes right back in a couple days with leaf scorch. So make sure you're spraying in the cool of the evenings. Fruit set is starting to develop on those tomatoes, but not fully ready and still be a few weeks away. We're all kind of just rubbing our hands waiting for that first big juicy tomato coming off there so we can do BLTs on that night. So blossom end rot is usually often misdiagnosed as a fruit disease. Blossom end rot is usually sometimes some of the first things that happen to that tomato fruit and tends to develop and ends up getting black on the ends. The blossom end fails to develop is what happens at the tomato. It fails to develop normally, turning dark brown and eventually shriveling and becoming hard. Blossom end rot is due to a nutritional imbalance that is exaggerated by alternate periods of, guess what, water stress. So when there is inconsistent water on a tomato being a succulent, that's really, really what happens. You end up having a plant that goes into stress. That's what you end up having a lot of cracking and ends up having some issues. So remedy, provide even moisture, again, mulching well and nitrogen and calcium in the blossom end rot spray. If you need to do a nitrogen top dressing to bring those tomatoes up and out, that's what we strongly suggest. So there's a few things with tomatoes that everybody is looking forward to using. So let's turn our attention towards lawn. So working out of the garden, working in the lawn, right now we see a lot of things with dollar spot, brown patch, red thread, fusarium blight. Those are all diseases that are coming into the lawn right now, especially in the cool, moist days. Red thread is almost just like a melting of the fine fescues and just has a melting issue. Dollar spot and brown patch, you can almost see them out in the yard. Fusarium blight is usually a round circle, sometimes has a ring pattern to it that it's not green but is brown. Brown patch or dollar spot almost is just like it's saying, small little circles that is almost melted away. Not necessarily fine fescues, the bluegrass can get it also. So we suggest Jonathan Green lawn fungus control with thiophanate. That's going to, again, you want to do that soon. If you can get that on, even if you are not seeing the evidence, talking to a good friend of mine's dad the other day that I help at his house, I said, hey, do you see any red thread this year? He said, you know what? I haven't so far. I said, good. Get some food on now. If you guys haven't seen that, now is the right time to put on the next application of lawn fertilizer. Get the energy built up into the plant or into the leaf of that plant. You'll see it build resistance and not come on with some of those summer diseases. So working into some areas and you're not quite sure in the lawn what some of those items are, bring in a soil sample. Again, a nice 6x6x4 deep sod sample. Throw it in a shoebox. Bring it in. We'll give it back to you. Let's diagnose it. Let's take a look. In the last few years, have you struggled with a problem? I've talked to somebody about wet lawns this week and soaking wet lawns and how to work with clay soil conditioner. We could work with you on the lawns too. So when we come back, Tim, I've got maples fully leafing out right now and having a couple issues with some of the leaves. So we can come back and talk about verticillium wilt in maples.
All right. Sounds good. And, of course, if you have a comment or question for Andy this morning, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
With the world on edge,
we urge Russia to pull back its security forces.
When there's breaking news, you hear about it here. 590 WKZO.
Growing gorgeous roses is easier than you think with help from the knowledgeable people at Waddell's. Waddell's Garden Center is known for their beautiful, top-quality plants, especially their hardy rose bushes. Waddell's carries over 100 varieties of roses, and many of them are All-American rose selections. Rose bushes need to be proven outstanding in two-year trials in order to be called All-American Award winners. This week, get your choice of Home Run rose bushes and save $3 on each one. Home Run is the new rose bush with continuous blooms and top-level disease resistance to both black spot and powdery mildew. A climbing plant adds height and interest to gardens. Try the 4th of July Climbing Rose, an exceptionally vigorous plant that has sprays of velvet red ruffled flowers striped with bright white. Another beauty to add pizzazz to your landscape is the Cinco de Mayo rosebush, which has large clusters of smoky lavender and rusty red-orange blooms. You can learn all about growing gorgeous roses by visiting the friendly folks at Waddell's Garden Center on Texas Drive, the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Joining us in the studio, Andy Waddell. You can be a part of the program as well. Comments and questions about your lawn and garden, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Once again, Andy Waddell.
You bet. Thank you, everybody, for listening this morning. So we have had a sampling this week of established sugar maple that had nice foliage, good green, good growth, and the foliage had started to turn brown. And not obviously seeing the whole plant, it's very hard to tell, quite an established tree in a lawn that's doing very well the last few years, it started to decline. And we really feel that a lot of the trees in the maple family, once they get established, kind of sometimes get neglected, which means then that plant goes into stress. Disease usually is going into a plant that is under stress easier. And so just like in birch, you'll see bronze birch borer coming into birch easier if it's under stress. Well, what we're suggesting, if you're seeing the browning of the foliage, if you're seeing a pliable foliage that's still green and not crunchy and has turned to a brown, you'll see a branch here and a branch there, go ahead and bring in a sample. Chances are it's some type of maple wilt, but we're going to say right now, feed. The idea is to get and to build a resistance if you can. Spoma tree tone is what we'd suggest. And we also have 12-inch earth augers. You could put on a cordless drill and go around the drip line of the rain, where the rain would fall off, bore holes. Yes, we usually suggest early spring or late fall for feeding, but if the tree is under stress, no better time than now to put it on. Any of those areas that you see that brown, if you can reach them, prune them out right away. If you can get to it also, I would suggest putting on pruning sealer or a tree wound dressing, if that is a possibility to get that in there. Then this fall, I would come back and do the feeding one more time. I would go ahead on November 15th or Thanksgiving weekend, go ahead and hit it again. You're going to build that resistance in that plant. A little bit of effort is going to save a big tree. So I have another little, it's called The Mystery of the Missing Pine Needles.
Always love a good mystery.
It is. Well, I started noticing, Tim, at our church the other day, some Mugo pines were planted right when you walk in. And to the normal eye, you would not see these because it is called European pine sawfly larvae. Yeah.
Okay.
And it looks and has disguised itself to look like a needle. So this time of year, when you look at some species, pine species in the landscaping, namely Mugo pine, Austrian pine, you may observe that the second year needle growth are curiously absent, with only short stubs left where the clusters and needles were once present. The culprits may already be gone or moved to a different branch. Damage becomes more noticeable after new growth has emerged. What causes the damage? The answer is, most likely, European sawfly larvae. They have a taste for pine needles and like to feed in groups, stripping away all the second-year needles on the branch. Before, as they move as a group to the new branch, you will sometimes notice they move all at once and then stop. all at once, and then they stop. Got little black heads shaped almost like the shape of a needle. Their favorite hosts are, just like I said, Mugo pine, Scotch pine, red pine, jack pine, and Japanese and Swiss mountain pines. Eastern white pine sometimes is damaged, but not as much. Pine sawfly larvae are grayish-green with several lighter green and black longitude stripes on black heads. They resemble little caterpillars. They're actually stingless relatives of wasps, not butterflies or moth. About an inch long when fully grown and mature. After the larvae mature, they drop to the ground and pupate in the soil and emerge as adults in September and October to lay eggs. The female sawflies then make slits in the current year's needle to lay eggs. That's why you don't see anything later on. The eggs remain protected inside the needles until the larvae hatch the following spring. Young larvae are actively feeding by the time the redbud trees, for an example, bloom mid-May this year, maybe late May. European sawfly larvae can result in a cosmetic damage or, in time, will kill the plant. It is not rarely, but when you get new foliage that always is all eaten off, one application of spinosad or 7 will surely take care of that. Again, we recommend doing it on the days that it's cool and not necessarily days that it's hot. We're recommending that because it keeps happening. People keep scorching. So here's another bug. I'm going to put another couple of mysteries, and if you guys want to call in or comment on it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the mystery of the missing pine needles. Well, we can also keep our eye on viburnum. Now, the last couple of years, viburnum is tough. We're very pleased. There is a couple of viburnums that tend to be a little more sensitive. In the Shasta double-file viburnum family, sometimes you'll see our new Watanabe or the summer snowflake tend to be a little more sensitive. But overall, very strong plant. But again, there is a viburnum leaf beetle. It's a European native that has been found in locations right here in southwest Michigan. Although infestations are localized and very uncommon, if you have viburnum, the chances are you'll have this bug in the next few years. Some lucky people have already had shrubs defoliated by those beetles. Both immature and adult stages are serious defoliators of the viburnum, unfortunately, everybody. Arrowwood viburnum I have seen already samples of, and they skeletonize the foliage. The yellowish-green larvae are gargantuously feeding on the underside of tender, newly expanded viburnum leaves right now, skeletonizing the foliage. Damage usually starts on the lower leaves, working up to the midribs, and the major veins are usually left intact. So, as they mature, they grow to about one-third of an inch long, dark, and develop on dark spots. These larvae are more likely to find feeding on the tops of leaves. So, again, using Fertilom spinosad spray, one application is usually enough. Items that are affected, usually the arrowwood viburnum, cranberry viburnum, some of your Korean spice, and birkwood and the juddi are the resistant hosts to those. So, again, if you have some of the varieties, maybe you want to look at some of the new varieties that in your yard that we could show you on. So, few ideas with a couple bugs. When we come back, maybe we can talk about a little landscaping.
All right, that we will. And, of course, your calls, comments, and questions for Andy this morning, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
Gums about interesting stuff, but when he does it right here. Jeremy Lawrence, weekdays at 3 on 590 WKZO.
The best things in the world grow better with Dairy Dew. Available locally at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. And on sale now for $6.75.
You've heard what Dairy Dew can do for your trees and gardens. But did you know it can help grow a healthy family too? The microbiological life and chemical-free Dairy Dew breaks down nutrients and gently feeds them to the roots of your plants. So your family gets healthy, homegrown natural fruits and vegetables. So let's review. Healthy families come from healthy food, and healthy food comes from healthy plants, and, well, you know the rest.
Healthy plants come from healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
From Morgan Composting.
Get the scoop on Dairy Dew. All organic Dairy Dew products are available at Waddell's, including planting mixes, potting soils, lawn food, and more all-organic choices. Right now, the 40-pound bag of Dairy Dew composted soil amendment is only $6.75 at Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
From the 590 WKZO Newsroom, news now.
I'm John McNeil. There have been no reported injuries as a result of a smelly, smoky fire at Republic Waste's, a trash collection company located at 2800 Cork Street. Fire broke out about 3 a.m. this morning, gutted the place. Firefighters were forced to run hoses a couple of blocks because of a broken hydrant. They had to fight the fire from outside the building because the interior was fully involved and the roof partially collapsed. Closed Cork Street between Emerald Drive and Sprinkle much of the morning. A routine traffic stop on Friday the 13th on M51 near Dowagiac has turned out to be very unlucky for one driver. The traffic stop resulted in the seizure of 3 pounds of packaged and processed marijuana. Happened just before noon on Friday. Cass County deputies estimate the value of the pot at around $3,000. Apparently deputies had help from a tracking dog with an educated nose to find the pot. The driver may spend the weekend in the Cass County Jail. It's a race day at Michigan International Speedway, a strange location for a lesson on diabetes, but NASCAR driver Ryan Reed is taking his story to the track. Andrew Green has the story.
Reed says that he found out he had the disease at the age of 17 and was told he'd never race again. However, with just a little planning and creativity, he found a way to overcome whatever obstacles the condition might have thrown at him. Reed's formed a group called Ryan's Mission to spread his story to others.
The websites say, hey, Ryan was diagnosed and told he couldn't race anymore, and you know, here he is, still chasing his dreams. So it was just supposed to be a positive message that other kids or adults that were living with the disease I could look at and say, okay, you know what? You know, maybe I can't chase my dreams, you know, even if they were told they couldn't.
Reed and the American Diabetes Association have launched an awareness campaign called the Drive to Stop Diabetes with the help of Dexcom, the company that makes the glucose monitoring system Reed uses to watch his blood sugar via the dashboard while he's racing. Andrew Green reporting.
For WKZO News, I'm John McNeil.
At Habitat for Humanity, the numbers are adding up. 3 decades, 300,000 houses, 1.5 million people in simple, decent, affordable homes. But the most important number is one volunteer, one house, one family under a roof you help build. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Help! The weeds are taking over my lawn and landscape.
Lawn weeds are growing fast right now, making it a great time to knock them dead with Weed Free Zone. Fertilome Weed Free Zone's carfenazone formula will kill broadleaf weeds better than any other weed control, and it's much less expensive than other weed and grass killer brands. Waddell's carries 5 Weed Free Zone products, including the 8-ounce concentrate that's on sale this week for just $13.75, and the quart-sized ready-to-spray Weed Free Zone bottle that attaches to the hose and covers 20,000 square feet is on sale for $39.75. For smaller jobs, get the ready-to-spray bottle on sale too. If you need to kill all the weeds and grasses in an area, Killzall is the answer. Compare Fertilome Killzall with other brands, and you'll find Killzall has more weed and grass killing power for a much better price. Don't know the best way to control your weed or insect problems? Waddell's Plant Doctor is always in and ready to help you. Just bring in samples to the Plant Diagnostic Center at Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
590 WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Comments and questions about your lawn and garden. Andy's here to help you out. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Once again, Andy Waddell.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. And let's go into that landscape and talk about the garden for a few minutes. Been talking about the lawn for a few minutes. So, hey, a few things new out in the landscaping or out in the nursery this last couple weeks that been filling it right up with lots of new stuff. We have a new maple called Regal Petticoat. We've done some research on it, and it was really pushed onto the market in the last probably 24 months or so. It is a cross between a sycamore and a maple. resulting in a fast-growing burgundy underside, top, very dark green leaf. As the plant emerges, it almost emerges like little lipsticks with tall 2 and 3 inch leaf emerges that have that underside of that red showing up, which is really pretty. Last couple weeks, things have been coming on in our fruit department. So we have, Michigan pecan, hardy figs, pawpaws, which has been a huge demand for the last couple years, not necessarily from the people all from the pawpaw area, but people just trying to get understory. We have hickory. We have chestnut. So just a couple new additions on in those natives. We have one of the best fruits for antioxidants. We have goji berry in a 3 gallon that looks really nice that was brought into our fruit lineup this past week. Now, in those natives also, we got in just, I think, yesterday or on Thursday, some established witch hazel are nice specimens, like 6 to 8 foot, nice mature plants that would probably go for a focal point in a shaded area or understory area, which is kind of nice. Having a good-sized plant instead of starting a little smaller, almost shaped up like a birch, which is really nice. We have a plant that we all love in Michigan, and that is redbud. And I will say this winter took probably as far as the two plants that took the worst beating with the Michigan climate we had this winter was dogwood and, yes, on redbud. But we got in some forest pansy redbud, burgundy leafed. We got some nice tree form redbud, and then we got some lavender twist weeping redbud in just here in the last few days, which look really nice if you're doing some replacements. I wrote some other stuff down here, but I just wanted to really quick, Tim, maybe I could do a quick invite.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. This morning I have my two bosses, or my two good friends, my father and my uncle, Roger Waddell and George Waddell, having a little birthday party there this morning.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. So from 10 to 2, we're serving, I think, cake and lemonade and popcorn. And we are just, I think, cake cutting is at 10 this morning.
All right.
So come down and visit the brothers. They George turned 75 this week, and I don't know if they want me to tell their name ages, but I think Roger turned 71. So we're some 75-cent sale items and some 71-cent sale
items. Well, save me a piece of cake. Happy birthday there, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, Founders, for being part of our team over the years and supporting Waddell's and all the Southwest Michigan. So come down and give them a shake and have a piece of cake with us. So let me get back to the landscape. I just wanted to throw that in and appreciate them both being there today. And we talked about trees a second ago, but we also in this last week, we got a really nice load of stone in. We have a quarry out of Missouri that brings in product throughout the United States, distributes to us. And three items that were very nice. We had in some Tennessee quartz, and it is the thinnest stone that we can sell in Michigan and still may feel that it's hardy. Sometimes there's thinner stones, but they break in the Michigan climate in the winter. This is what I would consider almost like a wormwood. It's got worm trails running through the stone, which is kind of really cool. We have Mexican piñas, which I know a lot of people have heard Mexican beach pebbles, but this is boulders. This is a 6 to 10 inch black stone, which is really nice for accents. We got a lot of nice 8 inch snapped walls. So 8 inch wide, random lengths, easy to do like a little, maybe a seating wall around a fire pit or maybe a little barbecue area where you just need one extra little spot. One person was putting up a wall the other day just to kind of identify the two neighbors in between where the lawn just kind of blended from one lawn into the next, and felt the family was infringing on their spot. And so just put a nice little wall instead of doing a fence, just kind of saying, hey, that's my spot. Now, over in Adrian, I think I've talked about working with Napoleon Stone before. But Napoleon is out of Michigan. It's a quarried rock that they have come out with very large outcroppings that are big pieces of stone, 3, 4, 5 foot, maybe 12, 18 inches thick, and they drill them with a 18-inch boring tool and then make a fire pit out of them.
Oh, interesting.
So then they drill the bottom up, and it's gas. So they got the little burner in the 18-inch bore. You fill that full of glass or volcanic rock or something decorative there. Run your tube out the bottom where it's drilled, and then put your propane tank off into the landscaping. Maybe make a little pit so you can set that tank down, or put a couple ornamental grasses so you hide it with a little artificial rock or something like that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So we just got those in this week. So we could take another break real quick.
Okay.
I just was trying to get everybody's taste buds going as far as new plants and some new stone.
All right. You got it going, that's for sure. And we still have time to squeak in a couple of questions if you have one for Andy this morning. Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKUCO, 382-4280-1877, 382-4280.
What do you get when two brothers who've been in the greeting business for over 50 years both have June birthdays? The Waddell Brothers Birthday Celebration Sale. George and Roger Waddell both have their birthdays this week, and to celebrate, they're putting their favorite gardening products on sale. Save $3.71 each on Roger's favorite rose bush, Home Run. All sizes of George's favorite lawn weed killer, Weed Free Zone, are on sale. Roger recommends the 2-cubic-foot bag of topsoil on sale for $2.71. Save over $30 on George's favorite shade tree, the October Glory Maple. Area finches can celebrate. The 20-pound bag of Finches Feast bird food is on sale for $21.71. George has a favorite new product, Dairy Dew Composted Organic Soil Amendment. The 40-pound bag is on sale for $6.75. One of Roger's hobbies is growing daylilies. His exclusive daylily varieties are on sale for $6.71. If you'd like to wish the Waddell brothers a happy birthday, stop into the store today between 10 and 2 for some cake, lemonade, and popcorn. Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Waddell.
You bet, everybody. Thank you for joining today. And I'll comment real quick about some of my uncle's daylilies. At his farm, Roger has a big hill that he does his own hybridizing, and not on all the flowers, the daylilies we sell, but some of the unnamed varieties or some of the field varieties that he brings in, field potted later in the summer, is really fun to see new hybridizing colors and crossing them and stuff. And so at $6.71, they make a really good buy. So he has a lot of nice varieties that we pick almost every week. Daylily seems to be a real strong staple. And I know everybody knows Stella Diora, but some new Happy Returns and Pardon Me and Going Bananas, some of the names just off the top of my head. There's all kinds of daylilies that are a lot of fun. And I comment on Roger's, one of Roger's favorite plants there. I'll comment on one of George's favorite items. And then we just commented earlier was on the Dairy Dew.
Yes.
And from Sears, Michigan, it is not just manure. It is a variety or about 6 items we sell from this company, including composted cow manure. But the Dairy Dew product has more. They have worked very hard with an agronomist that works with them, a soil scientist that would work on product that will keep the garden healthy, but in turn will keep the family healthy too. A lot of trace minerals, a lot of extra azomite and mycorrhizas into some of the products that we sell. So stop in and maybe visit some of that. Try it out. For my birthday, I was given one of the Dairy Dew big, like, super sacks. So George and Joyce gave me one of those. Had it delivered out my garden. So I've been using that. And I'll tell you what, Tim, those tomatoes are huge. They are almost, not quite hip height, but pretty close.
Dairy Dew Super Sack. I like that.
We do. We sell them in, I think, they're 1,000-pound super sacks. They come well, it's for that person that just, instead of buying 20 bags of cow manure, it ends up being very inexpensive, and it comes in a tote, and you can haul it away with a Bobcat, put it in the back of the pickup truck, and kind of work out the back of it, too. So couple new ideas that for Dairy Dew and for some of the daylilies for George and Roger too. Now, if you have projects this week, we've got a great team that could help you throughout the first step to the final step. Whether you just have a little pitcher and you're just trying to do that front yard, maybe doing a bigger pitcher and doing a lot more or doing extensive plans and want to sit down with a designer, we can help walk and talk regardless of the budget and come up with your ideas in combination with ours. So thanks for all listening today. Come down and have a piece of cake with us from 10 to 2 as the brothers celebrate the birthday. And thanks for all coming today.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for the invite. We'll stop by for that lemonade and cake. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Andy. This has been Over the Garden Fence with your gardening host, Andy Waddell. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center, located right there at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. Be sure to tune in again next Saturday morning, same time, right after the 9 o'clock news, Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKUCO. Partly sunny and warm for this afternoon, a high of 81. Still dealing with the clouds and 63 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. 590 WKUCO, Ron Weiser, financial planner, coming up next.